Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight presents a day for Milton, May 19th, at the Brewing Hall in Bellport, Long Island, New York, 14 Station Road. And I want to thank the Long Island Advance for their beautiful promo on Milton, and for really spursing it up and being creative with that promo.
Right.
I got a call from a woman from one of the Lions Club, Madeline, I believe her name was. I want to thank her for her call. Expressing the thought that, you know, of shock that she didn't know that this happened at the Guide Dog Foundation. You know, they're not advertising it. They're not letting people know. You know, that's another thing that shows you they got something to hide. If they didn't have anything to hide, they would be pouring apology out all over the place. You know, we're sorry that this happened. We're going to do everything we can to improve. They're not doing that.
No, they're not.
You know, and part of that approval should be to meet with us.
Yeah.
The disabled public who have ideas, who want to improve the schools. You know?
That's right.
So I want to thank the papers for publishing, and I want to thank Mike at News 12 for taking it upon himself to put us up on the calendar, News 12. I greatly appreciate that.
All right.
I told him I'd put in a good word for him with his boss when he gets
back
next week. And we're moving forward full force with this day for Milton.
Milton,
I got the word today that first it was, you know, a couple of the board members are going to come from Seattle. Now it's the whole board.
Right.
Wants to come. See, everybody wants to. You know, this is the same thing that happened over 30 years ago when I brought Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles together on the same stage.
Really?
Once it started, everybody wanted to help.
That's right.
You know, we had celebrities calling us up. We had to turn them away.
Yeah, right.
And it's happening
again.
a little. It's still got to get bigger, but the same pattern is what I'm trying to say. The same pattern seems to be occurring here, that when they find out what happened to the dog, that they want to do something to help.
Well, I hope.
So a day
that's to my hope.
May 19th, a few weeks away now, and we expect a big crowd. So we're very, very happy about that. I spoke to Jose Delgado today, and he's telling me that between me and him, he said he acknowledged it's going to be a hard fight, but we're going to win it.
I hope
so. Between Inner Sight and Silo now. You know, joining.
Together.
To change the horrible behavior of the school and all the schools. They should want to help. Inner Sight. And tonight's show dedicated to try to reach the Congress of the United States and the President to realize that we should have the same rights with our service dogs, should be the same amount of equality that any other person would have.
That's right.
If a person assaults someone and, you know, they damage their eyes or they kill the person, the law steps in and takes over. Now, that didn't happen with Milton.
No.
You know, they didn't even allow Michelle to tell her side of the story in the court.
Right.
So how could there be equality?
Yeah.
You know, it's looked down upon. And the comments of the stupid-ass district attorney, and yes, I'll call him that to his face. You better believe
Sorry.
It.
Sorry. I know. I just can't
comments
wait to see
of,
it.
Comments of the moron district attorney, oh, it's only a dog. What do you want us to do?
It's only
I mean,
a
that's
dog.
The mentality. That's what has to be dealt
Changed.
With.
Yeah.
With the Congress of this country.
That's right.
You know, there has to be a strict law enforcement brought about. And they have to realize, that's why we're doing this day for Milton. They have to realize what these dogs mean to
mean.
Us.
That's right.
Because right now they don't. They don't. The schools don't realize it either. They just get up there and talk. But look what happened to Milton, and obviously, by the behavior of no other school, to my knowledge, has come forward to help the day for Milton or to say, hey, we're going to do something about this.
Right.
I don't
That's
know
true.
One.
Me either.
So they don't really know or want to know what these dogs mean to us. To them, it's just you raise a lot of money, you train a dog.
It's property.
And it's just a dog.
Yeah. They think of it as property. I remember years ago, dogs were, I don't even know if they still are, but they were considered property.
Yeah, well,
you know?
the of course they still are.
Yeah. Really
I mean,
sad.
Obviously, by the death of Milton, it shows you that.
Yeah.
So we need to open up the Congress. And, you know, this shouldn't be a big, drawn-out thing. You know, it shouldn't be something where the taxpayers' money are going to be wasted. It should be a no-brainer.
That's correct.
You know, the Congress should voluntarily should do this on their own. We shouldn't have to bring people to Washington to give a speech or demonstrate, or we shouldn't have to do that. Nobody has to do that to protect their eyes or their life.
No.
The law is there.
No.
Why do we have to do that?
No.
See? There's no equality there. That's the
issue. Yeah.
So, that's the theme of title of tonight's show. You want to read the title? We got it. Can you read it?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me get to it. I have it. Congress must protect a blind. I'm sorry. Congress must protect a blind person's eyes equal to that of a sighted person.
Yeah. Now, let me explain that a little bit. A blind person's eyes, or a person who doesn't see, right?
Yeah.
The dog, the guide dog, does that for you. You know.
That's right.
Perfect example of what happened to me today. I'm walking down the street, come upon a big construction facility, you know, and my dog slows down to a crawl.
Wow.
And I realized why, because we're walking on a narrow piece of sidewalk with all kinds of equipment around it, and it's blocked off. A wheelchair couldn't get through what I walked through.
Wow. That's crazy.
No damn way.
Oh, you know, gosh.
Which to me is wrong, you know.
Huh?
But she's now, as she always is, my sight.
Right.
You know, a normal sighted person would use their eyes to negotiate that type of a barrier.
That's right.
So the dog does it for you. You know. And there's your safety.
That's right.
You know, I didn't know if there was a hole there or what. Or she knew.
See?
She knew, and she was damn ass right that we were safe. With a piece of sidewalk where you were allowed to walk. I didn't know that. I trusted in her. I told her, you know, hop up. Keep going.
Yeah.
And she slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what the Congress must protect. That kind of sight that becomes available in a guide dog.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're talking about. Sight. In other words, the dog should be declared sight, just like a sighted person's eyes. See? And then it would come under the regular law that everybody else is under. You know, someone hurts or kills a guide dog, they'd be in serious trouble. None of this crap where you pick up a friggin' garbage can for a half an hour or whatever the hell you're doing and you get away with it?
Yeah, that's what's been going on. Yep. A lot of things like that.
Don't sit right with me and millions of others.
Don't sit right with me, too.
You know, we're seeing by this day for Milton unfolding, we're seeing that a lot of people
are upset.
Don't like the way this whole thing was handled.
It smells.
That a lot of people want improvement.
Oh, yeah.
They want regulations. They want licensing.
Of course.
This woman from the Lions Club told me today, these guide dog schools should be regulated.
Mm-hmm.
And she's one of the money givers.
That's true.
So, you know, there it is right there. I mean, people want to know that the best you can do is being done. And it's not right now.
No, it isn't.
Not if these schools don't make a move to get in regulations and licensing and you know, give people rights. I mean, what happened to Milton is inexcusable. It was horrible. And when I said to this lady today, I said, we don't know why this trainer did this. You know what she said? She said, because this trainer was a horrible, rotten person.
There you go.
That was her answer.
Yeah, that is her answer. That's great. I like that answer.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
You know, one of the money givers to
That's
the
right.
foundation said that.
Yeah.
You know, and I wouldn't be surprised if later on, you know, we do the if they're going to help us because it was suggested.
Mm-hmm.
You know that we need help ongoing. I wouldn't be surprised if this all woman's lion club would join us in a news conference.
Oh, yes, they would.
Well,
oh,
we
yeah.
all know that.
I know.
We hope they would.
We hope they would, but you know what? It's in there. Once you got that feeling of, you know, this was not supposed to be, okay, and their hearts are really strong and heavy about that, they're going to continue. They're not going to just say something like that and not continue. You know?
I mean, how can people just stand by and let this happen? And that's what these schools are doing.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
Horrible. Anyway, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady down in New Jersey. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net email.
Mm-hmm.
So adopt an Akita. Brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, and medical when they're able to do it. 631-484-3085. You talk to Gary and explain to him what your needs are for the animal.
That's right.
And he'll do everything he can to help. And I want to thank him for promoting the day for Milton.
Yeah.
I want to thank Haggerty School, Haggerty Dog School,
right,
in Burbette for promoting the day for Milton.
Well, she was so
greatly
glad to.
Appreciate
she wanted
that.
To. Yeah.
What?
She, to me, she really, really wanted to, you know, try and make things right, but you can't with this until everybody has spoken, if you know what I mean.
She wanted to do what? I don't understand what you're saying.
She wanted to really help. Let's put it that way. To
yeah,
me, that's
told
what it
me.
Felt like. Yeah.
When I called her, she told me I want to help.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And all the newspapers, of course, and Channel 12, looking for an MC for us.
Nice.
For the day for Milton. Inner Sight brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Kennedy's with us. I spoke to him today. And want everybody to join in prayers for his sister who's fighting cancer.
Aww.
Kennedy's sister. I forget her name. Dory, I think it is.
Dory? Okay. I'll put her in my prayers.
Yeah, everybody out there, please pray for her.
Yeah.
Kennedy's sister. She's in the hospital right now.
Oh.
All right, Inner Sight Silo. Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And I want to thank Joe Delgado for all his help. Now, he has set the example
mm-hmm.
of what an agency should be doing. Not only is he promoting the day for Milton, he donated
yeah.
$600.
That's right.
Let all the damn agencies for the blind at least match that.
That's right.
To help
I don't even
sight.
Have all the email addresses. I got to find these email addresses. I don't want the counselor's email address. I want,
just
you know,
call
somebody's
up and
email.
Get the damn
yeah,
email
right.
address. What the hell
yeah,
is the big deal?
To. Yeah, well.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah. Like,
you can't
you
email
want?
And call
well,
them up and tell them
now.
That they all got Able News. Tell them page 3
yeah.
Able News.
That's right.
Come to a day for Milton. We can tell them we need help.
That's right.
You know? That's all. You're not going to get nowhere. They're not going to get
oh.
a damn. They're going to give you some excuse.
Well,
okay,
he said, oh, let me ask my, I'm sorry, let me ask
what?
my boss about it or something like that. I could hear it now. He always
yeah,
refers
well,
back to
Able
boss.
News.
Yeah.
They all know what Able News is.
Yeah, they do.
Inner Sight, and Silo, 631-880-7929. I want to thank Jill and Brianna. And I want to thank Jose Delgado for now taking over the reins in trying to get the canine police to
like
endorse the day for Milton.
Yeah.
And we're told that the entire board of Silo will be attending. So.
That is cool right there.
Every agency
should
be
do that, yeah.
attending and should be, you know, have their board attend and stick with us and do something about this.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right, Inner Sight, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the youngsters that have perished at the hands of evildoers, we honor them and you go an extra mile for a child. That's our saying for the children. Go
yep.
an extra mile for a child. All right. Let's see. What else we got? Get the Able News ready.
Yeah, I can. Hold on.
We'll run that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll think of some other, all the friends that are helping. Suffolk Bus Corp.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. I want to give a special thanks, shout out to Suffolk Bus Corp.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go into details, but today I got lost going someplace, and they sent a bus out, a scat bus, and rescued me.
That's good.
So I want to thank you so much. Special thanks to Angela Carbone, who's the head of operations, the new head of operations.
That's awesome.
And they're also promoting the day for Milton. So thank you very much.
Yes,
all right, Inner
you.
Sight around the world. Let's see, our phone number here, 213-816-1650, if you want to call in. Talking tonight about how a blind person's dog should be equal to a sighted person's eyes. A simple, simple statement, a simple idea that should be put into law and into writing. We got any callers?
Yes, we have just a little while ago, Lorraine popped on the board.
All right, so
yeah,
one of our regular friends, Lorraine, live on Inner Sight. Are you there? Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
How are you all?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine,
good,
and hi everybody out there. Yeah.
I just got a tooth removed yesterday, and now it's not bleeding anymore, thank God. It's
oh,
nice,
good.
Happy.
Stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I can feel the stitches
good.
With my tongue. I can't play with it, though.
Mm-mm, no play. No play.
I have to be a good girl.
Yes. You don't want to loosen them. Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
So, Lorraine, what do you... I'd like to get your comments on the title of tonight's show, that a blind person's dog should be equal to a sighted person's eyes. You want to,
they should.
Something about that?
They should. They really should.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should.
I agree.
They're doing a service, too. They're watching. They're guiding you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it should be.
Yeah, I think.
He's your eyes. Yes, she's your eyes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the death of Milton has made it more clear or important.
Yeah.
More of an emergency than ever before. You know, because look at not only look at what it took away from Michelle, but in addition to that, you know, she has no rights with the school.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't even tried to give her another dog or offered her.
No, after the. She said she was going to do a little, you know, what is that, the civil, not, no. Oh, God, my brain went blank. Darn it.
Well, because she went and got a lawyer. What is she supposed to
that's
do?
That's it. That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean, isn't that the normal thing to do?
Yeah, it is.
One thing has got nothing to do with the other. Would they,
yep.
would they take away a sighted person's eyes because a sighted person... You're suing them?
Yeah, right?
See?
Yeah.
You see how this whole thing should be written
up? It's prejudice, too. It's very prejudice against, you know, the blind person. Doesn't matter who you are.
Sure. There's always prejudice when you have no rights.
And hatred, too.
No license.
They want all the money. Yeah, it's true.
No regulations.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So... Part of the day for Milton has to be to urge the Congress and the president and whoever wants to be president to do a simple thing that doesn't cost a freaking ass dime. They don't have to put any money out for this. Just write it right into the Americans with Disability Act with enforcement.
Yeah.
That's all they got to do to make a guide dog equal to a blind person's eyes. And, of course, that would include all service dogs once it gets in there and it's written up. You know, you do it for all. But, I mean, this is one of the reasons clear in my mind why we're doing the Day for Milton. You know, and people are starting to open up already. You know, the head of the Independent Living, this woman from the Lions Club, some of the reporters who gasp when I tell them how Milton died.
Exactly.
You know, that's why the big paper here out here, the Long Island Advance. I believe that's why they took all the clippings and made up their own thing. You got to read that.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful little piece.
Yeah, it is.
Did you read it?
I couldn't get it, but I read it a little bit. You were telling me about it, so that's all I got.
Oh yeah, you gotta go to the library and get a copy.
Yeah, I have
of
to get it.
It.
Yeah, and then I could read it tomorrow night.
You can probably buy it someplace over there. I'm going to the library tomorrow. I'm going to get a couple of copies and see what other papers came out.
I got the I sent to the New York Times. I don't know what would come out of it, but I got.
Call them and find out if they got it.
Yeah.
Verify.
No, they sent me something in the email saying they got it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good. Make the New York Times and
that'd
all
be
the
awesome.
Damn politicians read that paper.
Oh, I know.
Let them come.
Yep. So I got that. I was looking for that most of the
day. I'd like to find out if they're going to publish it, though. Who'd you get an email from?
It was just an automatic response that it came to them. So, hang on, I'll give you...
Maybe I'll call them tomorrow if we can
get
an idea if they're going to publish
it. They're going to help. Yeah, that's true.
See, if the New York Times publishes that, we can use that to invite all politicians.
That's right. Yeah, it's right
just
there in the New York Times if you were to say that. Yeah.
Call them up and tell them, click on the New York Times page so-and-so, and there's your invite.
That's right.
You know?
Yep.
That would be the best way to do it, if they publish.
Is this it? Yeah, I think this is it. Being forwarded. I don't know what that means, but that's what I got. It says, I said a day for Milton. I always put that in the subject area, and then I start with the email. But this one, actually, I had some attachments on it because I wanted them to see the Able News stuff. And now I'm looking at it, and I see the New York Times editorial email, and it just says being forwarded, okay, to the person who I guess will get it.
Being forwarded to the right person, hopefully.
Yeah, exactly.
But they acknowledge that they got it?
Yeah, when they say that, they got it.
All
right. Yeah.
So I'll try to call them tomorrow and see how they, how they plan to use it. All right, Inner Sight, the average person expects and knows that their way of living, their eyes are protected. People know that. They don't have to think about it. You know, they don't have to think if they go someplace and God forbid, there's some kind of violence and something happens that they're unprotected. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
They know that. It's understood.
That's exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's what we need. The same kind of protection that people take for granted, that they, that they expect, that they've earned, that they pay for. You know, Michelle, her business, Tom, her husband, they run a business, they pay taxes for protection.
That's right.
Where the
That's
hell
right.
were they protected with Milton?
Nowhere. They weren't.
They
period.
Paid for it.
That's right.
Isn't that why people pay taxes? Part of that money goes to police protection or whatever it is?
That's right.
Well, she has no protection. Where's her protection? They killed her dog and they won't give her another one. Where's her protection?
Yeah. It's too sad to really...
That's what the Congress has to remedy. That's what they must correct immediately.
Yeah.
No hesitation,
exactly.
No debate. There's no reason to debate that. You don't debate whether a guide dog protects a person's life. You know it does.
That's right. You know what they do, and I it's really shameful that, you know, they're not trusting what they feel on the inside about, you know, how their customers are there and stuff like that. But they don't trust the, you know, people. And that people
it makes you feel that they really don't believe in what they're doing.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to say.
You know, how can they say that they train a dog, which I know they do,
mm-hmm.
and stop short of protecting that dog and protecting the person, that when the person bonds with that dog, that's one. It's not two people anymore. Not two creatures anymore. That's one. So how can they not believe in that unit,
yeah.
and do something to ensure that that unit is protected? She trusted them with her
yes,
dog.
Yes, she did.
With
yes,
her life.
Did. That's right.
She trusted them with the animal that
mm-hmm.
kept her life safe.
Yeah.
Without even
them.
Thinking about
okay.
it.
Right.
And that trust has been violated. The school
yes,
should care about that.
Yes, they should.
They should do something about that. If they
yes,
train
they
that
should.
Dog to protect Michelle and the dog was killed, they should want to do something to ensure that that doesn't happen again, or at least that, you know, that I mean, no system is perfect, but they should do something to make sure that the person has rights and protection if they really believe
yeah.
in the concept of seeing eye. Because the way I think, I don't think they really believe in it. Like somebody said, to them it's just a business.
It is a business. Yeah. Just like anything
else. That's how they look upon it.
Cancer is a business. People... Killing a guide dog, I don't know how that becomes a business, but heck, it is a business. So they got all the money, and yet they didn't give back the dog. Doesn't make sense. You know?
Yeah, because there's no laws. There's no
mm-hmm.
no reasoning with them. I was told today by the head of independent living in this county that the word is that the guide
mm-hmm.
dog schools know that
mm-hmm.
we are right,
mm-hmm.
but they won't give in.
That's right.
They won't admit it. They haven't got the guts to admit it.
Well, maybe they're invited.
That's a serious violation of our
yeah.
lives to think
that's
that
right.
way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, I got to believe that that's true because...
Mm-hmm.
On the board of Silo is a couple
yeah.
of people who are on the board of the guide dog school, and I just have the feeling that these
mm-hmm.
people are being turned around.
Oh yeah.
And seeing our side of it more.
They definitely are because we gathered a lot of people.
Well, it remains to be seen.
Yeah, I hope
so. Don't say definitely because we don't know yet.
No, that's true. But in my eyes, it should be definite.
Remains to be seen if they're going
to
follow
through.
Remains
to be seen, but it should be definite. You know what I'm saying? That they should do that. That's what they should do. But we'll see.
So all these things need to be brought to the attention of the Congress.
Yeah.
You know, and we're hoping to get enough news coverage that
mm-hmm.
it will be. We can get some jackass congressman
And sorry.
If he passes the law, I'll apologize. I call him a jackass. Jackass congressman.
Mm-hmm.
To create a law, you know,
yeah.
Attach it right to the ADA.
That's right.
And ensure that people are protected when they send their dog to a guide dog school for further training. And the whole, you know, elaborate on it a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, day for Milton, May 19th, Brewing Hall,
mm-hmm.
14 Station Road, Bellport, New York. And, you know, just come on down. There's no admission fee.
That's right.
It's free. We're going to have some food. And we're going to have a lot of good people who believe in Milton and what he stood for. So we got at least three speakers, you know.
Definitely.
And we'll have to set up a program. Well, of course, the first thing on the bill will be the media, the news conference. And then let people get up and talk. And then maybe some, you know, something to munch on and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a vague idea of the program. We got to get probably a written thing to hand people when they come in. All right, Inner Sight. And we appreciate everybody's help.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot more, I'm sure.
I agree with that.
I spoke to another paper today, and I'm hoping they're going to publish
it. Oh, good.
The one you gave me, East.
Yeah, East Hampton.
East Hampton.
Star.
The Star out there.
Yep.
You know, they were reluctant because it didn't take place out there. But then after I told them what happened, they said, let's see what we can do, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to help Milton.
Help. Yeah.
You know, people are shocked that this could happen. You know, that a person turns in a dog for training, supposedly, and never sees the dog again.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a shock, man.
Sure is.
You know? If that was me, damn, I don't know what the hell I would do. I'm not a violent person. I'll tell you something, but
mm-hmm.
man, I would be raging mad.
So would I.
They did that to my dog.
Mm-hmm.
Because my dog and I are one. If somebody attacks my dog, they gotta attack me.
That's true.
You know, we fight together. So, Inner Sight, let's see. Oh, tomorrow night's the funnies, by the way. You want to learn about how to keep warm in your underwear? Join us tomorrow night.
In your underwear? Wow,
yeah.
Interesting.
Heated underwear.
There you go.
Join us tomorrow night and we'll explore that.
Yeah.
Louis will be here. Maybe he could demonstrate the underwear.
Or at least describe how he does it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Well, you know, you heard of these, they got these hand warmers and all that for the winter.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people use them to hurt animals. I don't like that, but.
No.
You don't have to. You know.
My father used to do camping with his uncle years ago, and they would just, you know, go camping. They also had another group who wanted to go hunting, but.
Yeah, but I don't like when they go out and kill the animals.
Right. Unless you eat it. Unless it becomes your meal. you know.
Well, you don't have to do that. There's plenty of food you can buy.
Yeah, I know.
And then my father's brothers used to hunt.
Yeah.
Back in South Carolina, in the country, that's where they were from.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, sometimes
yeah,
they don't
not
have too much food.
Animals.
Yeah.
I'll save the animals.
Yeah. There you go.
Do my best
yeah.
to save them.
Yeah.
All right, so, but, you know, they have these heaters, these portable heaters. You can buy them
mm-hmm.
in the store. So we're going to do that with
that's
underwear.
Heated underwear.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's funny.
So, and Jimmy Dinnigan will be here tomorrow night, and Louie, of course, and whatever else we stumble over. Anything you've got hidden around here.
I have a question when you're done.
What?
I don't know. I was just got pop-up from South Bay, Bay's neighbor. I don't know why I got it, but it was empty. So I'm wondering, did we email something to them?
South Bay what?
South Bay's neighbor.
South Bay Neighbor News?
Yeah.
Where
it's
did
not
you
news,
get that?
It's just South Bay's. I don't know. I had so many long lists, I just kept going right through them.
Wait a minute, you said you had a question. What's the question?
It's just the guy's name, and it says at South Bay Neighbor, and then it has our email, and then the subject is empty, and the email's empty. I don't want that.
I wouldn't pay attention to that. It sounds like
yeah.
a scam.
I hope not, because we got our email
yeah, they,
with the old
they
email.
Want information from you.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Well, good.
Oh, actually, go ahead.
Send them a day for Milton.
I was going to do that.
send
but it does
the,
say Felicia Edwards. Remember that we got that? Long Island Media Group?
Oh, wait a minute.
On the bottom.
Is Alicia's name on it?
Felicia, yeah.
Felicia, her
Edwards.
Name is on it?
Yeah. On the bottom.
Oh, well, that's different then.
No.
You didn't say that.
Well, I just saw it. Nothing. It's just an empty email, so I'm going to send it to her.
Well, she already has it. It's in the paper.
Oh, okay.
Neighborhood News.
Oh, there you go.
Unless she wants something.
Something else.
You know.
I'll write her.
It might be a automated email. I don't know.
Yeah, just to say that you got it, maybe.
yeah, it could be. Well, check with her. I don't know. I have to call tomorrow and thank her anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, inner sight. And, give us that equality, you know.
Yeah, we need that.
Once again, we're asking for something that the government doesn't have to pay for. You know,
yeah,
put it right under, true. Put it right under enforcement with everybody else's vision and sight.
That's right.
The enforcement and the law that they have. You know, in other words, give a police officer power over it.
Yeah.
That's how I see it happening. So the policing is already there. Include a blind person's dog in it.
That's right.
You know, they know how to do it.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, these Congress people, they know how to hook that up. We don't have to tell
definitely.
Them.
Definitely.
The only thing is we got to do is make sure that it's done in the right way.
That's all.
You know. So, there you have, something that's definitely connected to Milton. And I know Michelle told me that she would like to travel around the country and promote Milton. And, you know, that falls right in with Days for Milton in other parts of the country.
Oh, yeah.
So we'd have to get, by the way, it's 844 New York. We'd have to get a sponsor for that.
Yeah.
Somebody who would see the value of that and
right, and want to come,
you know, to go around and promote a law and to
yeah.
try to get these Congress people, or even if you can even get it, start off on a state level. You know,
that's right.
I would like to see New York be
Do
the
it.
First state.
Yeah.
To pass a law like that.
That's right.
There should be. New York's supposed to be the leader in a lot of things. Well, where the hell are they?
Well, right now, the whole city is like a whole jumbling mess. And Long Island, it's all right. It's just a little less mess than what's in the city. They have a lot of empty buildings. You know, from what I hear.
Well, that's got nothing to do with this. I'm not talking about that. That's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the state stepping up and amending the law, the existing law, you know, putting it under criminal.
That's right.
To protect a blind person's eyes the same way a sighted person's eyes are protected. New York should take the lead in that.
Yeah.
They should be the first state to do it.
I agree with that.
Because millions of people come here from all over the country to get a service dog.
That's true.
Give them the protection.
You know, it's not
even that
hard to...
You know, people would have a whole different attitude if they went to a guide dog school and they knew that they were protected. Now, what did you say?
No, I was saying that I know also people who go to Helen Keller, and they have a dog there that was like a reject. Now, if you thought something really bad, say, about poor Milton, okay, then you should have expressed this, that the dog needs more help and more remedial, one-on-one with the trainer and yourself. That would have been a lot better than just, excuse me, you know, killing the dog. You know, that's horrible.
I didn't know that the dog over there is a reject. Who told you that?
One of the people who was holding the dog. She was responsible for making sure that the dog ate and also, you know, relieved themselves. And then every night, I think one of them takes it home.
Rejected it?
No. But the dog was awesome. I mean, he knew almost every move. You know, she would say, hop up. The dog would do that. A lot of stuff she was saying, then the dog would just follow. I don't understand how it could be a reject, you know?
Well,
so
who knows?
They got the reject. Yeah, they got the reject, and they're walking around the facility. You know, somebody's not feeling right or they don't want to do anything. They bring the dog around and just they pet the dog, whatever it is. You know, especially if they're really young.
See, it goes back to the same thing I said before. If they really believe in these dogs, they would want to improve and try, at all costs, try to prevent what happened to Milton from ever happening again.
That's true.
So anything that they say, I don't believe it. I think they're full of crap. I think they're just putting on a big front.
Yes, I agree.
To get people to donate to them.
I do agree with that at times.
That's all it is.
I see what's going on. Yeah, front.
That's all it is. Prove to me that I'm wrong.
That's right.
It's a big front. They don't believe what that dog meant to Michelle.
No.
If they did, they'd be falling at her feet.
That's right.
They'd be giving her what she wants.
Right.
You know? And what she wants is not personal gain.
No.
It's for everybody else to
That's
have.
Right.
Mhm. They don't give a damn about that. That's why I believe
I'm sorry.
That the That's why I believe that the hierarchy at that school should be let go, and all people rehired in there, hired in the school, should be people that believe the way Inner Sight believes and work toward being licensed and regulated. Those people should be fired immediately.
I agree with that, because I cannot imagine what was going on when they found out that the dog died. And how,
get people,
what they said,
get people
everything.
The hell out of there who don't want us to have rights and be licensed, and because of what happened, in connection with Milton. Get them out of there.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what has to be done.
Yeah.
You know? I told that to Joe today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
what
I told
Joe
him
say?
Many times. He said, Inner Sight is right.
There
you go. They don't belong there.
No, they don't.
Get them out of there, man. And if there's a demonstration ever, that should be the demonstration. We want people in this organization that stand for our rights, you know, that are going to make sure in every way possible that it'll never happen again. That's would be the demonstration, you know, the point of any demonstration, the way I see it, right in front of the damn place.
Yeah, it would be nice.
You know, and acknowledge that there's a lot of good trainers and a lot of good dogs, and they put out a lot of good units. I told that to the newspapers every time I call them. We're not saying that.
No.
We're saying get rid of the people who don't want to improve.
That's right.
That's what you got to do.
That's right. And the first one on that list, I hate to say it, is the trainer who killed that dog, in my eyes.
Well, supposedly they fired her, so they say.
No, you're right. I don't believe that until I see the pink slip.
I don't believe anybody in that school that's not doing anything to pass a law or get licensed or regulated.
Yeah, granted, there are some good people, but there are also very, I call that evil, just plain evil. I can't think of any other real good name for it but evil.
And I'd venture to say that there's some people at that school who believe the way we do.
Yeah.
And can't do a damn thing about it because they'll lose their job. And they need the
That's
job.
That's right.
They believe the way Inner Sight believes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look what's happening with Silo. When this whole thing happened, the board members told Jose Delgado, don't get involved, and we can't get involved in this. Now it's a whole different story. They're all coming to the day for Milton.
There
what does
go.
That tell you?
That tells you we're winning, at least.
I mean, we get enough support on our side, and we can call for the firing of these people and people put in there who believe the way we do.
Exactly.
I'd like to see that happen.
Me too.
Because who the hell needs those jackasses who are not doing anything about it?
How about the jackasses, same jackasses from that foundation? How about, you know, when they say, oh, you've got to donate, you know, that's bull. You got to donate to get a dog. I never heard.
That's their business.
That's
their business.
It's not like wanting to help the disabled person. They would get other people to donate, but not the disabled person. I find that so awkward. That's a good word, awkward, very awkward.
They really believe in those donations. They would do something to pass a law.
Yeah, that's right.
To me, taking all that money and not wanting to be regulated and licensed, to me, that's a phony operation. So, this is what we're dealing with, and, you know, we're certainly aware of it. And... we've come this far, and we're going to go all the way to the day for Milton, and we're going to go as far as we can, and we're going to change it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
We're going to change it. And Milton is going to help us. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. By the way, if you click on the Able News, page 3.
Yep.
Take it, put it on your Facebook, send it to your organization, put it in a magazine, put wherever you could put it. And for you readers out here in Suffolk County, page 10 in the Long Island Advance.
Page 10, I got to look at that.
A beautiful
if I
piece.
I can get into it.
Stop interrupting.
Sorry.
A beautiful piece on Milton, and they created it out of several articles that were written. I could tell, you know, they put stuff in there that was very creative.
Mm-hmm.
From the Long Island Advance. And check the ISLIP. Can you get the ISLIP paper online?
Yeah, bulletin? I think so. ISLIP bulletin. Aren't they the same paper?
No.
I mean,
see if Milton is in there. You can check it.
Yeah, I can.
ISLIP bulletin.
Yeah, hold on.
What's the name of the other paper? Maritza's something.
Oh, I don't know.
But check the ISLIP bulletin. See if you can pull it up. Put in Milton's name. See if you get anything. I'm curious if they put us in there. I think the Advance is the biggest paper.
Yeah, it is. From what I see, anyway. I'm in the ISLIP bulletin now. Let me see where they put some of this.
Put in Milton's name. Does that work that way?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to check.
All right. Law in Advance, News, Able News, Neighborhood News. You can find us.
Yeah.
Page 7, I think it is, in the Neighborhood News.
Yep.
So there's 3 papers right there.
Yeah. Is this it? Was it on Thursday the 27th? Did it print out Thursday the 27th?
Yeah.
Okay. I have the paper, but it's not like anything on the front page. So I'm going to try and get...
No, that wouldn't be on the front page. It's an event.
Yeah.
It would be inside the paper.
I'm going to try and look for it. I can't get into the actual paper. I just have a picture of the front page.
Oh, then you can't find it.
Right.
All right, I'm going to go to the library tomorrow. And
I'm going to try one last time. I thought I had to register. We had to register the last time, I think.
All right, Inner Sight will be with you tomorrow night with the funnies. Don't forget. We're going to have a lot of fun here tomorrow night, gooping around. Tell you how to keep warm in the winter.
Hey.
with your underwear.
With your underwear? Well, my underwear would have to be something real, real big to keep me warm.
Well, there's all kinds of heaters, you know.
Oh, well. Now you're making me laugh. I could only imagine this thing and how big it would be.
I tell you.
Right?
No, it wouldn't be that big. It's going to be...
For me, too.
Flat. It'd be flat and small.
Well, that's good for men, not for women.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090. Make a note of that. May 19th, day for Milton.
Yeah.
And thank you so much. Be with you tomorrow night live on Inner Sight with the Frolics. Inner Sight. Thank Lorraine. Thanks, Suzanne, everybody.
You're welcome.
The whole crew.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight.
We're moving along.
Goodbye, world. Thank you. Inner
goodbye.
Sight.
Goodbye, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Frank.
Good night, and good night, world.
That's right. Good night, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Right. You too.